Back when the neighbors had dairy cows, we used to get our milk direct from the udder. Unpasteurized, no growth hormone, no antibiotic whole milk. Of course, back then we were told by the FDA and the food scientists that this would increase our chances of heart disease and diabetes. But if we took a baby aspirin a day, we could lessen those chances. Sort of like driving over the speed limit, but wearing a seatbelt. You get in a wreck, you might survive. You're as old as me, you maybe remember fifth grade food pyramids. Food and poultry up the top, high in protein. Fruits and vegetables down toward the middle. Candy and pop taboo. In the 60s, we learned sugar was poison and alcohol too, and so was red meat and ditto on salt. We started drinking skim milk, substituted saccharin for sugar and oleomargarine for butter. Skip the eggs, pass the fiber. This week I read a study showing that people like myself who drink high-fat milk have decreased heart disease and less risk for diabetes. Fats, it turns out, aren't all bad. Aspirin a day, so they tell me now, isn't maybe so good for you if you aren't already at risk for a heart attack. Butter is better for you than margarine, and too little salt, well, you need salt. You want to live longer? Drink a glass or two of wine every day, and even if you don't live longer, you'll be happier. I got friends who won't eat fruit unless it's in a Pop-Tart. Some others wouldn't eat broccoli or cauliflower unless you waterboarded them first. My brother thinks 1% milk is cream, and it would kill him in a week. I know folks who won't go within a country mile of an egg might as well be lobbing grenades to the heart. Food, I think more and more, is a faith-based religion. Easier just to eat Cheerios and Snickers bars with a couple of vitamin supplements, all the nutrition you need right there in a pill. Me, I always figured the fresher food was, the better. The more natural, the better. I like my food grown on a tree or coming up out of the ground. I like meat that grazed in a grassy pasture, and I love fish that swam wild in a river, and I'm crazy about seafood if it wasn't farmed. Hell, I like all kinds of food, at least the kind that isn't dried out, chopped up, reprocessed, and flavor-enhanced with enough preservatives to last past a nuclear war. Is it good for me? I think maybe so. Doctors and the health specialists, the scientists and the FDA, well, some years yes, some years no. Hard to say for sure anymore. So I'll just stick with the tried and true, food made by nature, not by labs. Call me old-fashioned, call me outdated, call me past my expiration date, but call me for dinner.